I think you have to call this a Trump camp civil war that exploded today here in Washington, D.C., with the release of excerpts from Michael Wolff's new book on the first days of the Trump White House here in Washington, D.C. Some dramatic scenes, as recounted by Wolff, denied by some, but nonetheless causing a political firestorm here in Washington, D.C. We saw the president issue a statement the likes of which few have ever seen. Here's an excerpt from what the president had to say about Steve Bannon, who was quoted extensively in the book. The president said he spent his time at the White House leaking false information to the media to make himself seem far more important than he was. It is the only thing he does well. Steve was rarely in a one-on-one meeting with me and only pretends to have had influence to fool a few people with no access and no clue whom he helped write phony books. We also saw the press briefing with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the press secretary here. She was asked whether or not the American people should be concerned about the mental fitness of the president of the United States, and here's how she responded.
I think the president and the people of this country should be concerned about the mental fitness of the leader of North Korea. He's made repeated threats. He's tested missiles time and time again for years, and this is a president who's not going to cower down and is not going to be weak and is going to make sure that he does what he's promised to do, and that's stand up and protect the American people.
And all of this coming on a day after the president gathered the world's attention with a tweet about North Korea itself, saying this in a missive last night: North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button on his desk is on his desk at all times. Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I too have a nuclear button, but it is much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works. A lot of critics on that tweet saying that the president is engaging in unnecessary and childish nuclear brinksmanship with the leader of North Korea. The president's defenders in the wake of that, Melissa, said no, he's simply standing up to the leader of North Korea. And the previous approach of more docile statements by presidents, hasn't worked. That's what Sarah Huckabee Sanders said here at the White House today. The president's simply standing up for America with a tweet like that. Back over to you.